Greetings for Steve Jorgensen and for iUniverse. This is J. Douglas Barker. Today, I'm visiting with author Catherine Wilking to discuss a book she's written titled Practical Feng Shui for the Office. Now, what in the world is feng shui? I have an idea, but I'm not exactly well-versed in the art of feng shui, so I'm going to ask the author, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you so much for your call today. Well, feng shui's got multi levels. Literally translated, it means wind and water. So there's things you can see and things you can't see. So that gives you something to think about. Wind can be our friend. We can't see it, but it can certainly be our friend, or it can make some damage in the planet. Water the same way. The water can be gentle and soothing to our soul, or it can turn into gale forces and become destructive as well. So it's kind of an interesting translation, this wind and water. Now for me, suffering from anxiety and change and how do I control my environment, feng shui is about controlling your environment. Small things and large things that you can do to make your workspace more organized or more palatable, make your home more of a nest for yourself that soothes your soul, and we'll tell you where to sit at a meeting, how to be in control, choosing colors and images and things to surround yourself with positives so that you can become more confident in yourself and you can have a fully productive and balanced life.
I have a question. You mentioned that we should learn this so that we can sit in a powerful position at a meeting. Now, what if everyone has read the same book? What happens then?
You also read into the book that for the best seats, you should get there early.
I probably would be the first one there, so that would work out well for me.
If you've got an agenda, get there early and find the best seat. You're in charge. You can observe everything that's going on, everybody coming in out of the door. And you can use these skills as a lifestyle, where to sit in a restaurant, where to sit, you know, at the dinner table or the banquet table and different things, where to sleep, how to position your bed so you're still in control, all kinds of things. So everything here in this book at the office is applicable in your home world. That's the reasons I wrote the book for the office. Are we ready for that question yet?
Well, sure. Why not?
You know, I'm gonna, just a little bit of a background. Back in the 70s and 80s, that tells you how old I am here, there was the type A and type B personalities, right, referred to in a corporate setting. And it was designated, that was a designation that was interesting and explained that we can all be different from each other and still coexist. And in the 90s, the business group gravitated to color profiles, right, orange and gold and blue and green and a couple other things, and either way.
I remember that. I had some leisure suits.
You remember
leisure
that?
Suits
okay.
Like that, yes.
So this separated the individuals again and labeled them into categories. So we all had a group with a light color, and it was a bit like a validation, as you generally hang out with people like yourselves, and so there you are. Here's your instant friends. But they, the professionals, never really explained how to get along with each other, the other colors and the other teams, or working with these types of people. So what we have here, for example, in Western society, we talk about labeling or compartmentalizing people. And what we're missing is the flow and the yin and the yang of the components. So what's happened in my book, what makes it really special and really passionate about this, is that they've got the personalities related to the five earth properties. You've got your wood, your fire, earth property, metal, and water. And so you've got these properties. And so we're constantly changing and moving, just as the earth is constantly changing from season to season, from year to year. We change too. The seasons change. We grow up. We learn new skills, meet new people, and everything is evolving. Everything revolves around everything else. And that was one of the points of view I really wanted to get across that's missing in society. And it's fascinating. So when you go to the office and you're, for example, a wood person that's making a presentation, well, you've got to be in the correct seat, right? Hmm. If you're a wood person that's watching the presentation from a fire person, you've got to be to the right hand of the fire person, because that's where you're going to get your recognition, just by sitting there.
And how do we find out whether we're wood or fire, those designations?
Well, there is a little quiz in the book, Chapter 3. There's also a quiz. I've put it on my website as well, too. And so you can do a short preliminary of who you are and what you like to do, a little bit of feelings. There's a couple of red herrings in there that I've put in for people that want to assess their coworkers or friends or something, and some of them will look at this chart again and go, oh, well, that's, you know, Joe in accounting, you know, that's him to a T. And so that's kind of funny as well, too, because now they can continue into the book and say, okay, if I'm a wood person and I'm going to talk to Joe in accounting, who's a metal person, how do I talk to that person, right? Their personality in, for example, accounting is a little bit colder and a little bit more linear than the wood people, the salespeople of the planet, right?
Right.
And so there's a balance there. So that's one of the reasons that I did this extensive research on this, because I needed help too, right?
Right.
You change employment, unemployed, go back to school, go out again and find some things to do. I needed to put a little more control into what I was doing. And I've been in the home decorating and home improvement in business for over 25 years, a number of varieties of paints, wallpapers. When we first came to Vancouver, I worked at Home Depot for a couple of years just because I wanted to get out of the house, and it was a temporary move to start, but I thought, okay, we'll go to Home Depot. I've got paint and decorating experience, and I got to meet people. I got to find out what the pulse of the city was like, and did my mental challenges, help people every day, good physical exercise. Boy, it was a great job to settle into this city for sure. But you got to take that one step further. I've been color counseling people for years and years and years, and feng shui has been a part of my life since 1998. And so I thought that was time to get certified and delve into some of these other things you can't see a little bit more. And so that's how this book evolved.
Now, your book has a lot of sketches, a lot of graphics. It's mm-hmm. well put together. Should be mm-hmm. easy to read.
It is a good read. How far did you get through it?
Well, it has 142 pages, and I'm skimming through it as we talk. So I'm down to page 100.
There you go.
Finding the Wealth is the next chapter.
The Finding the Wealth. That's a really good one. Did you find out your personal element then?
Oh, I think I'm a skunk, but I'm not sure.
I'll have to look that one up.
I haven't really studied it that deeply.
That's okay.
But I plan to.
That's okay. It takes some time to digest it. It's certainly not something you'd sit down and read in one thing. In fact, there's a couple little page breaks in there, and one of them says, I think this is a good chance to take a break before you go on to the next chapter, because I've given so much information in this book. So why I focused particularly on the office dynamics is because there's a lot of books out there with to focus in the house. Right, put the blue vase in this corner and this will help you here, and put a thing. There was more people asking me about offices, what color to paint them and what they need to put into them, mm-hmm. and then try and get the boss involved, and I have trouble with my boss, and I've heard my boss hates me. Well, how does your boss hate me? He hired you. You know, the scenario goes on and on. Well, he said, she said, one of these dances in the office as well, too, and we've often done a personality profile, and I said, well, then you're an earth person and you're trying to connect with a fire person, so why don't we try something like this? And it gives them a little tool to be a little bit more control.
How long has the concept of feng shui been around?
Oh, thousands and thousands of years. It goes way, way back into Tibet and India, way, way, way back, and what it happens is it was started when people were trying to find burial sites for their ancestors. No kidding. it goes back that far. So they wanted a place high on a hill where they could be prosperous, see what's going on, have some protection at their back. That's all part of the being control. And their supports around them, so that they felt if the family was in a burial position that was strong and proud, then that type of subconscious message would go on and filter into the family, and they would in turn be prosperous.
You've designed this book for the office environment, but it also works well in the home, I would think.
It sure does. And, this book was so fat at one point, and I culled it into an easier read. And I'm very happy that I was able to do that. I think it's a lighter weight, and it's not like a Bible of some sort that just is, you know, you can't put it in the books that get so big, you can't put them in your purse, right?
Well, I can't put it in my purse,
no. You can take this along with you easily. Actually, it's available in an e-reader now, so you can download that right onto your computer or your device as well, too. And I also have the plans to do another book. So this is the whole thing with the personalities and how they react with different people. And the more I talk to people, they all want it. My fans out there want something for the relationship. And so I'm thinking, well, yeah, all that is applicable for your relationship. If I'm married, there's two wood people getting married, there's a lot of energy there. They're going to have to find their own downtime and different things so they don't burn each other out, right?
I think a water and fire might be a dangerous combination too, wouldn't it?
Well, it is. Well, the fire people are pretty dangerous too when you get them all together in one room. This is the whole point. There's a little bit of humor in the book as well too, just getting along with people. And so there is a productive cycle I show you, and there's a rest and recovery cycle, who you need to go to for recovery so you don't burn out, which is something that me, being a wood person, has done several times in my career. I just put out so much energy and so much passion, and I just have to take a long rest. And so I've done that in there, too. And there's a third cycle in there about these earth properties. If you draw them into a star, a five-point star, you can see those sharp edges where they're pointing at people that you could have conflicts with just because they're on the opposite side of the cycle. And so I have to be aware, too, that people on the other side can see me as a bully at times, even when I don't mean to be a bully. And the same thing, too, there's always this one personality trait in the office that gets under your skin that little bit, right?
Yes.
And I'll bet you if you check that out on the cycle, you'll figure out why. And when I find that, personally myself, I have my little antenna goes up and goes, woo-hoo, what's going on? And if I identify this person as being part of this area that can irritate me, I can take that with a grain of salt and say, oh, they're just behaving the way that they're supposed to behave. I shouldn't read into this anymore. I shouldn't take this personally. That's how they operate. And so that's also very comforting too, and will take some anxiety out of people's relationships when getting along with each other in the office.
Sounds like there's some good advice in there. How long did it take you to write this book?
Boy, I'll tell you, I was I was researching this for a good year, and I started to do some articles on my computer, my blog. I've got the newsletter out and different things, and I thought, hey, I've got a book here. So I guess probably a year and a half to pull that together, all together, and then through numerous edits and, you know, if you've written a book, you submit it 1 month, and then 6 months later, you're still sending it back and forth to the editor to pull it together. So it's been about 2 years since I started the book now, and it's been out about 6 months. So, yeah, about a year and a half.
Do people ask you that don't know you, what in the world is feng shui? Or how do they approach
that? They certainly
do.
I give them the short story, just like I gave you earlier about representing of wind and water, and it's designed to help you control your environment and the energy in your environment. And one of the other questions I get there, Jay, is how do I know I need feng shui? Who needs feng shui anyways, right? What am I going to do with this information? And seriously, there's a proactive or a reactive response to this product here, or these tools. And if you're going to be proactive, right, you've got the wife, you got the desk, you got your job, you're pretty happy with life, okay, maybe you don't want to make any changes. But if you took that extra step, perhaps things would be a little bit better or run a little bit smoother. And if you had any crises or personal issues that come up or business gets sold or these big things here, you might be able to ride through it a little bit easier because you've taken steps to support, get your support network together, right? So, and I hear from other people that just crash and burn and, you know, his wife's left him and he's lost his job and all the rest, he can't sleep. And then I talk to him, you get a phone call or a Q&A from them, and it's, you know what, you crashed and burned. Okay. Now we have to start from some zero. So it takes a lot more effort to get yourself back together again, build up your self-esteem, your confidence, your attitude, how to deal with money, before you can see those results.
Are there tips in here for individuals who have offices that have static furniture, in other words, built-ins that they can't do anything about, that will also improve that?
Yeah, yes. There's a whole title on feng shui your cubicle.
Excellent.
A chapter. And there's not a lot you can do. There's a little tip in there if you end up sitting right across from your boss. It can be intimidating. And you can get, actually, the crystals work really, really well. Now, don't roll your eyes.
Sorry, I'll take that back.
You know, a crystal has more to it than just something pretty that the girls like. The crystal has, you know, different size, and it collects light and energy from all different sides, and it can reflect energy to all different sides as well, too. And sometimes you're putting a crystal, whether it be a crystal. I like to send for people, for example, men in the workplace, there's some really nice cut crystal candle holders. You won't have a candle at your office, but you can put that candle holder on your desk. Right? You can put some little things into the candle holder and just, you know, let it sit there and do its job. You don't have to make any explanations or talk to them about them. But there's the real feng shui crystals. They come in between 10 millimeter and 60 millimeter, like huge, huge things. And you're supposed to put them on a red string, and you put them in some strategic places as well. And it can bring in great energy right from the window if you do get a window in your office, and it can just distract some of the bad energy into the office as well. So one of the other things to do is to check for electromagnetic field radiation in your office, and sometimes the crystals or even some different metals I can suggest that can make things a little bit safer for you.
That's a fascinating topic.
And you know what? Every day I get a new question or a new predicament, and the layers just keep peeling back. Oh, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, like it just doesn't stop. And that's why you get people that are specializing in electromagnetic fields or geopathic stress. And then you get other people that are just looking at romance, right, novelists. And then you get other people that are doing the compass school. Everybody's got to have their head in the right direction. And it's like there's so much out here. One of the schools that I studied with, the Black Tantra Buddha sect, is that, well, the Black Hat, they call it the Black Hat for short. What it is, it isn't, you know, a witch hunt or it isn't any satanic rituals by any means. But what it is, if you take the colored hats from way, way back in Tibet, or think of the Shriners, they've got red hats and yellow hats and green hats, and, you know, whatever that they're doing, as the people that were setting this up in the first place, that were looking for places to put the burial grounds. They were running into different tribes, and they were adapting and amalgamating their teachings and their studies with the green hat people and the yellow hat people and the red hat people, for example. And when you mix all those colors up in a big pot, you end up getting a black color. So they call this the Black Hat sect.
Interesting.
So the Black Hat sect is more flexible in our changing world, I find, than some of the hardcore Compass School or there's some other ones that are coming out of China that are being westernized. And so if people are going out to buy a feng shui book, as I did way back in the 90s, if I have two books, they wouldn't necessarily say the same thing. So like different types of dance, for example, or different types of music. Yeah, it works the same way. There's lots of variety in this theory.
The book title again is Practical Feng Shui for the Office, Finding Your Individual Balance in the Workplace. Author Catherine Wilking. Thank you, Catherine, for joining us today.
Thanks, Jay, for the invitation.
Where can we get a copy of your book?
Amazon.com has them right away. They should be this fall. They should be available through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I think Chapters is on the buying list as well, too. And, of course, you can download e-reader, get a soft copy or a hard copy if you'd like.
Did you also say you had a website?
I have a website, www.catherinewilking.com. And in that CatherineWilking.com, you'll be able to get a copy of the Personal Element Profile Quiz, and you'll get to have a look at the Bagua, which talks about the 9 areas of life to keep a balanced life together. And there's also all my newsletters that I've had out for the last 2 years and all their articles. Very, very exciting. It's a loaded website.
Fabulous. We'll go out and take a look and try to check in with you. Catherine,
super.
Thank you for joining us again today. For iUniverse, this is J. Douglas Barker.